Hello, and welcome back to the Gaming Backlog Book Club. So yesterday, the trailer, I believe it's the final trailer for season two of the Amazon TV show Fallout, came out, and if you ask me, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks great. I'm very excited for season two. There's some
I
really
mean,
cool
even the trailer, there was
characters.
some crazy gore, blood, and comedy.
And comedy. And Macaulay Culkin was in it.
Wait,
He
really?
was very, yeah, did you, oh, did you
Okay, I
miss it?
must have
Yeah.
missed that.
He was one of the characters in the trailer, like very quick, like it's like a flash. But Macaulay Culkin is in season two.
Wow, I don't think I've seen him
I
in a
know.
very,
I was
very
very
long time.
excited. I know. I was excited when I saw that. So, and then they showed like a fighting a Deathclaw
Yes,
King's
there's a
power
Deathclaw,
armor.
which looked a little smaller than I remember
Then,
seeing it
yeah.
in the.
Then the one what we fought in the beginning of the game.
I had a very minor Deathclaw encounter yesterday as well, which was minor in a sense that it immediately destroyed me because I was not in power armor like the first time around.
Yeah.
To the point it almost froze the game at how qu quickly it killed me. So yeah, I didn't go that same pathway the second time.
Good idea.
The show looks really entertaining. I think it's we both enjoyed the first season, but I'm definitely curious to see where it goes here. I think yeah, the degree of gore is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I'm very excited for season two here. And again, hopefully as we're doing well, sticking on schedule, we'll be finishing up, I think, right as the second season comes out. So yeah, it'll be fun to have this done, do all this fallout, and then continue on watching with season two.
Exactly. And let's jump into the chunk of Fallout 4 that we got through this time. Just as always, a reminder, we do go into spoilers, so go to a previous episode or keep playing and come back when you're ready. And yeah, I mean, I guess this week, in comparison with other weeks where I'll typically do some side quests or some wandering on the way to something sort of in the general direction of the next main quest, because last time we left off on a major cliffhanger and what seemed to be a continuation of the previous quest following Dogmeat, I just kept going straight into the major two main quests this time rather than diverting myself just because of that natural continuation. And I think continuing off of the cliffhanger made my experience all the better. I believe you did the same.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, for the first part, so the reunion mission, I did. I kind of went straight to that, and then I did some side quests, and then went on. But yes, I
Oh,
did. I kind
okay.
of just went straight to reunions.
Yeah, I mean you immediately at the end of the previous quest let Dogmeat sniff Kellogg's cigar. He picks up the scent, you follow him around all over the place. I mean, I guess you could almost call it's a pretty long hike to get over to what's it called, Fort Hagen,
Fort Hagen, yeah,
which you finally
it's a
enter the
good.
building, but it's a long hike, and you can encounter all kinds of things on the way. And so I ran into a Mr. Handy variant that thought the war was happening still, and so it acted as a security bot and attacked me. And it was really strong for some reason and hit like a truck. It took me,
Oh.
Valentine, and Dogmeat all going at him together, and way too many healing items wasted while backpedaling to finally kill the thing. And I feel like it gave me some okay items, but I was not expecting that.
Wow. Nope, I didn't face that.
Yeah, it was like on the path, the main path, like the main road over to whatever the next section was. Did you go through that kind of classic zombie scene reenactment with the ghouls across a bridge?
Not that I recall, no.
Really? I
Not
went through this
across a
area with like a bunch
bridge.
of like trucks stopped on a bridge, and there was a sort of a narrow pathway through them.
I go through
And
the
so I
bridge.
kept, I mean, you just kind of follow the path and they would just like start spilling out of the trucks and around a corner. There was a legendary
Okay,
ghoul
yeah.
and all that. Did you remember this?
Okay,
Yeah.
yes,
I feel like unless
sorry.
you were
I
swimming
don't know
or
why.
walking a long way, you probably missed it.
Yeah, no, I do, yes. I did do that, yeah. I think because I was able to take him out with Valentine's help kind of quick. Like the sword I have, I like the regular
Oh,
ghouls,
yeah. You have
it's
that
like a
sword.
one
Yeah.
hitter. It's
Oh,
kind of nice.
that's
And
useful.
then, but the legendary one, it's either I can hit him or I had, I don't know. So one of my guns took him out pretty quick. So I was able
Nice.
to Also, Valentine is actually pretty good.
Oh, he's quite useful, honestly. I'm going to keep him around, I think, until I max out for the whatever perk you get.
I kept him for the side quest I'll talk about. I kept him for every side quest. So
Yeah,
I liked him.
Yeah, and he's you know, got an entertaining personality with the whole detective shtick. So I was surprised. I didn't think I was going to switch off of Dogmeat or Codsworth, but it turned out to be worth it. I mean, if you think about it, he's really a robot too. So I guess I haven't quite gotten to a regular old human yet.
Yeah, that's
And yeah, I mean, you eventually wind up at Fort Hagen, which is I don't know if Kellogg set it up or just took it over, but there's a bunch of security bots with turrets on the outside. You know, I was surprised once you go inside to see that it was. Oh, go ahead.
I was able to take those out pretty easily with. I have like a sniper rifle that's like. I was able to two shot them from a distance, so I wasn't really going to get hit.
Yeah, I took them from fairly far out. I mean, they hit me a little bit, but nothing too major. And definitely surprised getting inside that it was full of synths everywhere. And they just kept coming. And you kind of wind your way all the way through all the offices and whatnot, and you finally end up in the locker rooms and the science stations. And when you finally get to Kellogg's floor, he just starts talking to you over a loudspeaker. That really gave me a BioShock vibe during that sequence with the various characters of BioShock talking to you through the radio as you walk along, like they're watching you the whole time. Kellogg is clearly watching you this whole time.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I agree. That is definitely, it was quite BioShocky. Like, it was definitely very similar.
And, I mean, the synths weren't, you know, too much of a hassle, I guess, because we keep leveling up and getting different weapons and all that, but they're still in the way. When you reach him, he has the synths stand down because he's clearly in control of them so that we could have a chat. And I don't know which approach you took, but I just started grilling him about Sean. Like, where is he? Where is he? And it sounds like I was at least partially right in my prediction about maybe you were refrozen in the vault for a number of years after Sean was kidnapped in that opening scene. No clue how old he is yet, but it sounds like Sean is a lot older than a baby at this point. And yes, you end up seeing that come true in the sort of flashbacks from the Dangerous Minds quest that follows this one. And it also, I mean, you find out that Sean's either working for the Institute or was abducted by them. I think it's a combination of both, like almost like a Stockholm syndrome, but didn't even know about it because, you know, if you're a baby, you can't really make your own opinions and these people are just taking care of you. Kellogg said also Sean's living a happy life, you know, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, there were some things he alluded to with Sean just makes me wonder. One, yeah, he alludes to like, I think he says something along the lines of he's older than you think, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or what you might have in your mind. And I don't know if he's, I can't remember if he says something of he's not the person you think or whatever, but I feel like there's something with Sean that he's not just a boy and a happy boy. He's, I don't know.
Potentially an adult. Yeah.
Or an adult an old and person. Something either really high up in the Institute or someone that the Institute doesn't want to mess with anymore. I don't know. It's just there was a few things where I was like, what is up with Sean?
There's definitely, there's something up with Sean. Like, you know, just knowing the culture of writing in media in general, especially TV and movies and games these days is the plot twist thing, right? So I wouldn't be shocked if towards the end of the game you find out that, you know, Sean is your major enemy and he's the final boss or something like that to roll credits. But at the same time, you know, maybe it's more of a, you know, maybe you can even join the Institute as a faction.
Maybe.
But I don't know. There's clearly something off with whatever's going on with Sean. He could be at this point anywhere between 5 and 80, I guess, because we don't know what gear it was when Kellogg came and killed the spouse and brought him out. So I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. It definitely, it really gave me quite a lot of intrigue of to, like, I want to find Sean now and see what's going on here.
Right. Not without plenty of distractions along the way, obviously, but that's just the way it is in Fallout. But yeah, and so he gives you a lot of this kind of a bit of lore dump a little bit, and then he kind of just abruptly calls it off and attacks. It wasn't too hard of a fight, but I ended up after that fight, I got a little sort of tool tip or notification that I was now addicted to chems afterwards. Because I kept pumping Medex, which gives you a damage reduction by 25% and some other stat boost too, temporarily. So I just kept doing that. And then I used, I think, a bit of Jet to slow time down to kill him and the two other sins. So that was fun. So I had to go to the doctor in Diamond City to get cured of the chem addiction after that.
You have to do?
Yes.
Dude, I've been addicted to...
I think there's one... There's one or two items that you can pick up or buy that can eliminate the addiction, but you can go to the doctor in town.
What happens? And he'll cure. So what is it? So that's the little red pill in the bottom of my screen then.
That's gotta be it. Yeah.
I've had it for forever. So this was a long time ago. And then like I fought somebody, I was fighting somebody and I used the, is it Buffots or Buffons or whatever?
Buffouts.
Yeah. Is it Buffouts? Yeah. That gives you like 2 strength, 2 whatever, up to your attack and all that. And I used that a few more times. And then it said on the screen, I remember it flashed quickly, like, you've been addicted. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
But I didn't know. I've had it for forever. I don't know if it does anything overall, but I did not know that you could go to the doctor to heal it to get rid of it. So I'm gonna have to do that and see.
Yeah, I saw it when I first talked to the doctor in town. You can choose. It says something about heal, like with a normal health heal, and you can do another one for addictions. So you can basically just keep re-upping on all these things. To be honest, I don't know what the negative effect is from not curing the addiction, because I did it almost immediately, but it seems like a useful doctor to have on hand.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Next time I log in, I think I might just go back to Diamond City.
Yeah, fast travel to Diamond City. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take care of that.
Cure myself. Yep.
Then you can start using again.
Yeah.
I picked up Kellogg's armor and revolver, and I'm just cosplaying as him now. So that's fun. You know, this complete douche that stole your kid and killed your wife, and, you know, now I'm him. I did, though, upgrade and added a scope on the revolver. So I have a scoped revolver that does a lot of damage. It's quite nice.
I picked up both. I'm not using his armor. This is just one armor I've been using that I've had from a side quest for a while. But I did pick up his revolver, and I swapped it out for another one I had, and I made it my as a favorite. So, yeah, I like it.
I picked up probably 2 weeks ago this armor piece that I think is called a super mutant killer or something like that, which basically just, it reduces damage from super mutants by 15%. And every time I get to a encampment of super mutants, I totally forget that I have it and don't put it on. And so I just keep wasting all these healing items. And then the last time I was playing, I came on another super mutant thing. I was almost dead, and then I remembered, and then I put it on, and then even though I heard the voice of a super mutant saying, hey, where'd you go? He was the last one and didn't find me, and so I didn't use it at all. So I got to remember that thing's there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm bad. Like, I kill some of these legendary creatures and get these outfits, but I usually don't wear them. I sell them off.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's just so many, like, there's, you find something good and you just kind of hang on to it for a long time.
Yeah, some of them are heavy, or I put them, or I, like, give them to my companion to hold, because I can't carry it all.
Yeah, I mean, most of it's too heavy.
Yeah, but yeah, for Kellogg, though, I picked up his gun. I think I might have picked up his armor, and I probably gave it to Valentine to hold, more than likely. I'm pretty sure that's what I did. But his pistol, his revolver, I like, and I made it up.
It's nice. It does some good damage.
Yeah, it does.
And, you know, the last sort of step of this reunions quest is going back to town, and Piper, of course, continues to dig up info on the Institute. So, you know, she sends you off on the next step and says, okay, you should, the three of you decide you should go talk to this Dr. Amari at the memory den. I know you said you went off and did some side quests. I went straight there. I mean, fast travel to whatever was nearest and then started walking.
Mm-hmm.
You want to just jump into Dangerous Minds, or should we, you want to talk about some of your side quests?
No, we can do side quests after. Let's go into Dangerous Minds and then I'll do some side quests.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a smooth transition. So, right, you got to go to the memory den, which I think was a theater or something unusual. It was kind of a goofy name, but hey, why the hell not? On my way there, and this seems to happen to me a lot, is I went into a building full of super mutants, and I ended up, it was hilarious. I was sniping all of them with this sniper rifle. When I was in Diamond City with that sort of last minute meetup with Piper and Valentine, I bought a sniper rifle because the one that I had was either completely out of ammo and I hadn't found any in a long time, or the pipe sniper rifle I didn't like that much. So it was a worthy use of the bottle caps that I spent on it. So I was in this building and had like a slow-mo, again, using chems, I had this slow-mo sniper rifle, but like at shotgun distance battle with the last one standing, with the legendary one. And it was hilarious. It was so funny because he had this giant, actually it was not a super mutant, now that I think about it, it was someone in power armor, which I feel like was even worse, but basically just kept cycling around and sniping him in the face in slow-mo.
Nice.
And it took a lot of sniper rifle shots to the head to take him out, but hey, I guess that's what a stat-based game is requiring of us.
Well, if he's in power armor too, you got to get through the helmet and then get the hit. Yeah.
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 So you arrive right at the town of Good Neighbor, which is full of misfits. The mayor is a ghoul who kills the grifter guy who wanted to extort you. It's full of smart, like intelligent ghouls like Walton Goggins' character in the show, as well as a new kind of robot I hadn't seen before that was running the weapons shop. It was kind of more of a, I don't know, something you'd see out of Star Wars almost.
Yeah.
And then you finally, so I wandered around some of those buildings a little bit, and then I found the memory den. And then you step into basically what is the Animus from the Assassin's Creed series at Dr. Amari's, and you get to see Kellogg's memories. You laughing at Assassin's Creed?
It's a good way to put it. Yeah, I agree.
It's exactly what it looks like to me.
It's
lie down in a pod.
Yeah.
And then you go back in time and see memories. Like, it's pretty close.
It's very close, very similar.
You know, the interesting thing is right at the beginning, you end up finding out, because you see the first memory you see is Kellogg as a kid with his mom and a, you know, deadbeat dad, kind of violent and threatening and all that. But it, you know, Kellogg and his family were part of the New California Republic, which we know from the show. You know, don't know that much about previous Fallout games, but I know that at least Fallout 1 or 2 or both are in California, Southern California. And so that's where that comes from, obviously, from the start. But it's interesting that he was part of that because, you know, we don't have the context behind it necessarily. And then you keep going through the memories, right? And it's, you find out that Kellogg was definitely sent by the Institute to go grab Subject One, who is your spouse, and he was glad to keep Sean alive, but the killed Subject One. And then you refer to as Subject Two in that conversation. But subject of what?
Yeah, I know. You're basically the backup. It was really intriguing, like going through all the memories and seeing everything. Yeah, the Institute asks you as Kellogg to go get him, to get Subject One. And then, like, Kellogg didn't really want to kill the mom. Obviously, he just was hoping he could just take the baby, and then the mom maybe still just stay frozen and be groggy, and then obviously she fought, and then he shot her.
Yeah. I mean, you got to wonder, what is it about the baby in particular that the Institute was looking for or knew about or any of those? Which I'm sure we'll find out more about, because otherwise, what's the point of it all?
Oh, I'm sure. I think also in this one, when you're in that memory at the pods, I feel like he mentioned something of I don't know if he says it to you or maybe it's some other memory. Maybe it's later on, but he says, like, I think with the kid, maybe it's the one when Sean's later on, like, he doesn't know, the Institute doesn't know, like, what they really got with Sean. Or maybe it was the one that they, like, thought. I remember him saying something along those lines of, like, they'd live to sort of regret it.
Right. Yeah. You're right. I kind of thought I interpreted that as they regret that you're the one that's coming, that was, or that you were kept alive because you're now coming for revenge. But I don't know yet. Because you don't know when in the timeline any of these things happened.
That's a good point.
Also sounded like you were the only one left alive of all the people in your vault. So that means they unfroze everyone but kept them locked in the pods to starve. I think that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, I think you were the only one that got refrozen. Yeah, and then everybody
that's
else.
That's what it seemed like, yeah. And looking back on it now, I don't remember looking to the other pods when I was right in the tutorial of the game to see if they were skeletons or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were super rotten or skeletons.
Yeah. Probably. I wouldn't be shocked. Yeah.
I mean, I think, but the thing is, we can go back to that original vault and go inside. So maybe it's worth it just for the fun research.
Take a look around. Yeah.
Just to pop in there. You know what? There's actually kept sort of bookmarked in my own head. I need to go back here eventually because there is something, there's like a powerful weapon of some sort in a locker there that you need to have advanced lock picking, I think, on, or advanced something on.
Oh, I have advanced. Thank you for remembering. Okay. I will go back and.
I don't remember what it was. It looked like sort of like a rocket launcher shaped thing or something larger, I guess. But some of these sniper rifles are pretty large looking and boxy, so who knows. But yeah, check it out and let me know if it's worth going for.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Did you get advanced lockpicking by leveling up a particular skill?
I unlocked it. Yeah, I used one of the level perk upgrades on it because I was finding so many advanced ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of
doors and everything. And I was
is
like, you know, I'm just going to do
below expert.
Yeah. So it goes. So I actually, it's funny. I actually just looked at it last night when I was just on, just finishing up some side quests. It goes. Yeah. It's like, it starts at novice and then that's the first start or whatever. Then you can upgrade it right away to advanced. Then you can upgrade it to expert and then master. And then the final one. Because I think it's 4 stars for each of those little subcategories, if I remember rightly.
Mm-hmm. It varies.
Yeah. And then the final one is your bobby pins don't break at all. They just don't. So
that's nice.
Once you fully upgrade it. So I've gone to advanced. And then I want to get master because I've now some side quests and this. Like I've seen some masters and I'm like, oh. But I don't want to.
Keep wasting levels
upgrading.
On that so quickly.
Yeah, I'm still wanting to upgrade the main 10 up top still. So,
yeah. Well, with time, keep growing.
It was just it was just one time I was like, you know, I'm just going to do advanced so I can get through some of these doors and other places.
You keep going back to this Animus quest. You keep going through Kellogg's memories. You hear him keep talking about the old man who must be the leader of the Institute or some powerful figure within it. You get intel from so there's a synth courser that shows up, which is a more advanced kind of hitman style level of synth, comes in and gives you some information about a Dr. Ryan Virgil who went rogue, escaped the Institute, and is now hiding out at the Glowing Sea, which we realized, yes, is going to be our next set of quests. And then the synth and Sean go together, so they bail on Kellogg, and they get beamed up like they were in Star Trek or something, and teleport somewhere else. That was unusual.
Yeah, that was weird. Not expecting that.
Obviously, there's some radioactive mutated everything here. There's some highly advanced robots and androids and all of that. So, like, obviously, there's a fantastical element here, but teleportation is like a big leap from there, if you ask me. I mean, some of these things can be somewhat feasible, but it's a bit of a leap.
It's a big leap from what the Commonwealth looks like to then a company has the technology of beaming people away, I'm like, okay.
Well, I guess we'll just take it at face value and hope it advances the plot somehow.
But yeah, speaking of that, though, yeah, we get to go to the Glowing Sea, and they say, like, oh, well, you either want to buy all the Rad Away or Rad X or whatever that you can in all of the Commonwealth, or find something that will not, like, that will slow the radiation poisoning down. I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah, so okay, so restock your power armor, and I left mine at Sanctuary, so I'm going to have to go back there to pick it up. I only have one power armor so far. I found other pieces, but not other frames.
I have three things of power armor.
Well, where are you getting these things? That's what I want to know.
One I'll tell you about here. One I got in a side quest. It's badass looking. It looks cool. But the other one I just found randomly, and I just jumped in it, and then I dropped it off at Diamond City and repaired it.
Okay, well, good for you.
So I have one at Sanctuary, one at Diamond City, and one at Good Neighbor.
Yeah, right, I found a bunch of chunks and upgrade pieces and whatnot, and no frames, which the frame is what you need to have in order to build the pieces onto. So I have a bunch of floating pieces, but nothing to put it on except back at Sanctuary. So hopefully I find one soon.
Yeah, one of them I like upgraded to like the second level of like the helmet, the torso, and other stuff.
Have you used it much? I've only used it in that first quest.
I have done, there's a couple quests on it, a couple side quests I did. I wore it because I now have like 28 or 30 fusion cores. So it just like, once it runs out, it just throws in a new one. So I don't have to worry about that.
Oh,
it lasts a long time, but it is interesting it being in the power armor because obviously it like shows you on a little map. And when you're red, when you then look at it and you hang your power armor up after you've gone on a mission and like you have damage on it, you can see like all the metal plates, everything's gone.
Yeah, they do a good job with
the appearance. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've worn it only for a couple other missions. Otherwise, yeah, no, I'm just usually just out in my armor.
Your, whatever your word. Yeah,
that
makes sense, because you don't want to just waste all your fusion cores just running around. But I think carrying the power armor is what the companion's for. That's going to be my mule, my pack mule. Power armor pack mule.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice also, when you put the power armor and then your, like, strength, like, your weight goes up. You can carry.
Oh, yeah, that's always
your carry weight
too.
Goes up however much, 20 or something. Yeah, it goes up a good amount.
Yeah, I mean, carry weight is honestly more of a reason why I upgrade strength than physical attacking strength.
I have my strength out of 9 out of 10 right now.
Oh, damn. All right.
So
yeah, I guess I've gone more
still, like
almost
full
charisma intelligence route, but it's still kind of spreading semi evenly.
Yeah.
So right after we do the whole, figure out what we need to do next, right? Go to the Glowing Sea. Before even being able to leave the memory den, I had carried Nick around for long enough, so he gave me the prompt, the advancement of the companion quest things, and he was telling me more of his backstory and how he arrived at Diamond City. I don't know if you got this too, but so he told a story about saving the previous mayor's daughter, which is what got him into the city's good graces. And he tells his story and says, I didn't have to kill any of the kidnappers. I just said I was set to explode and started going beep, beep, beep. That actually got me to chuckle. Such a good, like, dry sense of humor coming out of a robot.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a... It was a cool little backstory for Nick that he kind of, now that he like trusts you more after being on these missions with you.
Uh-huh. And you're right. I don't know if you did the same thing, but before heading off to the Glowing Sea, I decided to check out the sort of other establishments of Good Neighbor and do some side questing. Obviously, we've had a couple days to continue. I spent the night at the hotel in town, and when I was walking out of my room to leave, I heard a guy say, no way could it be. And it turned out to be the Vault Tech salesman that got us our place in Vault 111. But he said he wasn't on the list. He wasn't on the list for Vault 111. So he is now a ghoul and super miserable about how lonely he is after 200 years. And I felt bad for him. So I sent him to Sanctuary, and he was super excited when I said I would come visit. Kind of a wholesome dude in this type of miserable environment.
What? I've been to Good Neighbor quite a bit. Oh, I haven't seen that. Oh man. Okay.
I don't know if what triggered it was actually spending the night in the hotel, but he was on the second, or he was on whatever floor of the hotel that I slept in, like across the hallway from where I slept in. Yeah.
Okay. There are a few things I got to do when I get back on this game.
But the thing is, like, right, this is like a very much a, the world lives without you one way or another. So you just, it's like stumbling upon all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And had no idea he would be there, but it was kind of a funny interaction. I'm sure once I go pick up my power armor, I'll end up seeing him there too. I went also into the Third Rail Jazz Club and just sat there and listened to some live music from the singer Magnolia for a while. And then I chatted with the British Mr. Handy bartender, Charlie, who ends up, like, after you take a drink, he ends up giving you an offer to, he wants you to wipe out people in the town's warehouse on behalf of Hancock, the mayor. I figured I'd come back to it and go explore a bit instead, but I will definitely go do that quest at some point because it looks hilarious.
Okay, I don't have that. I didn't take a drink. It was funny because if you don't take a drink, he kept being like, you like just talk to him.
Yeah.
And you like ask him stuff and he's like, yeah. And it's like, and also like what I like to do is be a bartender and have people buy drinks for me and other stuff. It's like,
he's really trying, like, to get you to buy a drink.
Yeah, it was funny, but I just didn't.
And I mean, I've got a handful more, I guess. So I wandered out in whatever direction it was. I think something that was kind of funny was I saw some just regular old crows hanging out on a power line on a street in the middle of nowhere, which is kind of weird to see normal animals without two heads.
Yeah,
they were just kind of there squawking, and that's it.
Interesting. I found some seagulls that were absolutely horrifying to look at. And
did,
like,
they attack you?
No, thank goodness. But they're just completely, like, either burned on one side or, like, they're just mutated slightly. Yeah, they look weird. Sort of zombie-like seagulls.
Like, oh, great. I guess I'll find that later.
It's like I was just by water, like, in a harbor area, and yeah, they were there. I was like, oh, okay.
So I guess my last 2 points here. So the sheer quantity of totally random buildings in the Commonwealth that you just walk by and you can go inside and then you enter and they're full of enemies and they have tons and tons of loot. I mean, the fact that there are so many of these random buildings with fully fleshed out interiors is just crazy. I walked into a medical building that was full of super mutants, realized that five of them were all hanging out in the lobby. So I just noped back outside, and much to my surprise, they actually followed me out there too. So I just decided, okay, to hell with it, and had a slightly easier battle outside than being targeted in the doorway. And after I ticked them all out, I went back in to grab what I expected to be a couple of items, maybe some ammo. But this building was huge. It went far into the sort of back area and basement and multiple floors, had tons more super mutants in it, and it ended up being just an entire dungeon. Like, all these buildings are basically just dungeons from an action RPG or something. And the fact that at least half the buildings you find are like this and super in-depth and not just carbon copies of each other is really impressive.
Yeah, it is. I've had
as a first-time Fallout player, this is like something that's caught my attention for sure.
Yeah, same. It definitely has for me. I get lost, like, yeah, as you said, just walking to a random building and then I get lost for a half hour.
the buildings feel like the dungeons of Diablo and everything else with the overworld, which is great. It provides a lot more depth and you can engage with as many random buildings as you want or none and just do side quests. But if you want to just, I mean, you could, I definitely understand how people put hundreds of hours into any Fallout game now after that.
I think for me, I'm close to 50 hours right now in the whole thing.
Oh, wow, look at you.
But again, the majority of it, obviously, is side quests. Like, I've just been.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then I looked at my list of what I've completed and I was like, wow, I've completed a lot. And then I look at my list, I was like, oh my God, it just keeps going of how many more there still are.
Oh yeah, I think it's never ending. I mean, I think that's why people love these for the side quests, and it makes sense. I guess the other couple of things, I did start the Brotherhood of Steel next quest in line that I have, which is to find the missing recon unit, and I found the unit kind of blown out in a little mini crater and the holotape that was attached to one of them. But then it basically just extended the quest. So I had to go and find some people that were a bit farther away or find whatever they were talking about in that. So the same thing happened when I got to this greenhouse sort of near there where the settlers asked you to take care of some raiders in another part of town. So I ran out of time and decided to just end for the moment and I'll come back to those two quests a little bit later. But that kind of ran out my time on Fallout this week.
I put some time in definitely into side questing. Let's see, I completed, if I have this right, 6 side quests this week. And I mean, I'll talk about a few of these. One of these side quests I did was called Speak of the Devil, which
is that the Creation Club?
It's not part
of
the main game. I guess maybe it's a creation. I'm going to assume Creation Club because I'll tell you how it goes. So basically, you go into, start at like this place, Watts Consumer Electronics. There's a holotape in there that you listen to called For the Black Devil. So you listen to the holotape and it's like a poster. And it's basically a guy who will come out and help people, but he only comes out to like certain songs. It's either the Stars and Stripes, his calling cards are the Stars and Stripes Forever or the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Like those two songs, famous American songs. So you like get the holotape and then you go to like a relay tower. And so you go to the relay tower. There's some people up there called the Enclave, I guess is what they're called.
Okay.
And you upload, you kill them. You upload the holotape into the tower, like the music catalog, and then like you upload the tower and then it starts blaring out music. And then you keep going, you go to another, you do the same thing for another tower. You have to pick up another holotape somewhere, go to another tower and do that, kill some more people. And then you end up in sort of this place, the Boston Police Rationing Site, I think is what it's called. And you fight through it and there's a lot of like Enclave and other people, like soldiers and stuff in there. But you get to the end of it and you get to this power armor suit, which is badass looking. It's like a black, it's devil because it has sort of horns, but it looks more like it's all full black painted. You sort of look like a bat / devil. It looks so cool. So I got that power armor.
That sounds definitely like a...
It's definitely, now that you think about it, now that you say it, with the Game of the Year thing, this Creation Club ones that they throw in.
It sounds like it.
I think that's what it was. So I did that. So I had this power. So that's one of my 3 power armor suits. And that one I've left now in Good Neighbor. But now the issue from that is because I've now done that and I've taken that power armor, I get these Enclave soldiers who randomly will ambush me. Yeah, and one of them, there's usually like 2 regular dudes, and then one dude who's in a sort of power armor with like a flamethrower. And oh my god, he does a lot of damage. But if I can sort of see them from afar, I can take out like a missile launcher and take him out in 1 or 2 shots, and then I don't have to deal with them. So
this it's the same guy that just keeps coming at you, or like
there's just multiple different ones. No, it's a group, and they all just have. Yeah.
Otherwise, it sounds like Mr. X from Resident Evil 2.
No. It's just a group. It's just this group because I've stolen like their power armor, which they think is theirs. I think is what it basically is.
I mean, it probably was theirs if you're stealing it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think I was. I thought I was just.
Oh, it's just like sitting there waiting for you with a sweet coat of paint.
Yeah, but it is very cool power armor. I like it a lot. I'll probably be using it quite a bit. So that was one of the ones I did. Another one, a big one that I think I said last time that I was doing, but I hadn't finished yet. And I'm curious that you didn't, I guess you didn't get it because you were in Good Neighbor. Because it was in the, in Good Neighbor, it's in the memory den. So in the memory den, if you go off into the right, there's a dude on a radio.
Nope, didn't see this.
And it's called the Silver Shroud. And it's basically, he's like on the radio being like, this week on the Silver Shroud. Like the Silver Shroud and Ava take on blah. Like it's like that. It's like one of those old school radio shows. It reminds me of like radio shows of like Shanghai Nights.
Yes.
Not the comeback, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. The Shanghai Kid and all that they had in Shanghai Nights. whatever with Jackie. Yeah. Like those movies.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like a radio show, just like that. And it's like episodes. So I did this. So this was a long side mission. So
and you basically finished it?
Yeah, I finished it. You talk to this gentleman whose name is now eluding me. It is Kelly. Is that his name? Let's see. No, sorry, Kent. Kent Connolly. And he like basically tells you like, oh, wow, like you could be the Silver Shroud for me. Can you go out and like put this costume on, go out and like kill these people and like go collect the costume. So you go and collect the Silver Shroud costume from this comic book store, actually, where they're going to film it. Mm-hmm. So they're making a movie of it. So you collect.
They're making a movie in the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
So this costume or armor. No, this was like, I think before, I don't know. But this,
they're talking about this
armor one. Is like 42. It has like 42 protection against hit and 42 protection against like electric attacks. So it's super strong. So I've just been wearing it since. And it's just this like black trench coat. You look cool. You give like a hat. It looks really badass. But so I've been wearing that and you collect that. And then Kent has you go out and like kill a couple people and Good Neighbor who have done some bad stuff. So you go and you kill them. He's okay. Like, oh. And you speak to them. When you go up to speak to them before you kill them, it says like, it gives you the option of speak like the Silver Shroud. So it says, your consequences will not be without action or whatever. And then you just like kill them.
Yeah.
So you do that. You go around. He asks you to kill a few people. Then you go and you talk with Mayor Hancock, who also Mayor Hancock mm-hmm. is, as you said, you met him, is badass. And I actually have that Funko Pop figure.
Hancock. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, they came out way back, and I just thought it was a cool-looking Funko Pop. But yeah, now I know who Hancock is. And I'm like, I'm kind of hoping that if this Fallout TV show continues and they do Fallout 4 as like a season, like, show me Mayor Hancock.
Yeah. Yeah, that needs to
happen. But he then wants you to kill some people as the Silver Shroud, so you go out and you kill them. And one of the ladies I killed, she had a sniper rifle, and I took her sniper rifle because it was like twice or more powerful than the one I had. And it's really good. So I was like, okay, I will take that. Yeah. I was like, I'll just drop my old one and I will keep this one. And it's been really good. And then it's a long quest. It keeps going. There's just stuff where you kill some more people. You're out there with the Silver Shroud. And then unfortunately, Kent Connolly gets snatched by this guy, Sinjin, and his compatriots. And Sinjin's like this giant crime boss, and Hancock asks you to go kill him. And it like gives you the option of like kill Sinjin and then optional save Kent. And I like barged into the room and I sniper headshotted Sinjin and it did like a quarter damage. And then Sinjin just blew up Kent. And I was like, well, that didn't work.
Okay.
I was like, the optional part of this quest did not happen. So I ended up killing Sinjin and then I went back and just gave it all to Hancock and that was it. But it's kind of fun. It's just a fun little, not little, it's a fun, like kind of longish mission. So this is one of those ones. I think last week I started like last episode of the episode before and it keeps going. So,
yeah,
but that was fun.
Okay. So screw that ending up, but that's all right.
Yeah. No, that one's fun, but you can find that in Good Neighbor. I do recommend doing it. Cause again, the armor is good. I also found another piece of armor called like the Grognak costume, which I think is what you see Grognak on comics.
Grognak is one of the comic books. Yeah.
You find his costume, which also has a lot of protection on stuff, which is
part of this quest too.
Yeah. It's in the same room as where the Silver Shroud costume is. So I just recommend it just for that, for the armor.
I'm going to go do that. It's been good.
You also get the Silver Shroud's submachine gun. I don't use it. Because it's not much, but it's a Tommy gun, but it's all silver. Yeah, it's just, I just found it fun because it's just that old school radio show adventure type thing.
Those are great. I love those things.
Yeah. So I did that one. Another big one I did was called Taking Independence. I don't know if you've got to this one yet. It's with Preston Garvey, where you have to take the castle for the Minutemen.
Yes. That's the other one that I have tagged. So I have that and then the Brotherhood of Steel one, recon one. And then
You don't want me to, I won't talk about that one.
No, I was about to jump into it, but we can chat about it next time.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll chat about it next time.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I will.
And then another one I did so far. That's my question.
Yeah, the Taking Independence. Yeah. Yeah. Taking Independence. Okay. Well, I finished that. That one's done.
It's worth doing. All right.
Yeah, it's worth doing. It is worth. And then I did another one for dance. It was called The Lost Patrol, where I had to search
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking. I'm halfway through that or a part
of
the way.
Okay, I won't say anything. I finished that one too. But
That's where I found the guys in the crater with the holotape. And then they say, oh, blah, 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 we're over here. So I had to go over there.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I know. That's what you mean. Okay. I know what part you're at. Yeah. I've finished it, but I won't say anything. But the one that you told me last week, remember you had to go pick up was it a haptic drive for this
yes, mm-hmm.
woman?
That was the one to set up the one you mm-hmm. have now, or the one that you already just mentioned.
So I was going to do that this week, and I go to it. And it says it's at the top of the map, and I go up there, and it's basically I have to go to Far Harbor, the DLC.
No, this doesn't make sense. That must be something else.
No, I looked it up. I looked it up, and people actually on Reddit and others said this thing can spawn in random places, and one of them is Far Harbor. Well, so there's weird. Another quest up there that I started about a guy whose daughter's lost and she's in Far Harbor, but I just haven't done it because I was like, I don't want to go to Far Harbor yet, but
yeah.
I want to find this haptic drive because I want to join the Brotherhood of Steel.
Well, that's weird. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised, to be honest, that you were able, because I thought doing that quest and the one for the clearing out the subway was requirements for the one, the Lost Patrol one, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know, but and then, like, there's another one that I have up there where it's, like, clean out the National Park of the Commonwealth, but it's in Far Harbor. It's the same thing. Mm, so, well, I don't...
There you go. Hold on to the DLC. Really get,
yeah, I don't get that. I have started some of the DLC one, the Automaton one, not even realizing that it was.
Which isn't was really a, even... Like, there's not much story stuff to that, right? I believe it's just, like, some items. Or there's quests.
No, there's some quests, but you're fighting a bunch of robots that are powerful and they're annoying.
Oh, all right.
But well. I've upgraded. I just did a part where I upgraded the Ada. Ada is her name, a robot. And now it's like, now I think I'm on the final quest part of that.
Okay.
DLC. So I'll do that. But I'll do that at some point. Like, I'll get to that. I'm trying to do like the main quest, like side quest, like obviously the main quest first, and then side quests that are sort of within the Commonwealth and part of like,
yeah,
the story, yeah. Not DLC yet. But. Yeah, that's what I did. I did a couple others, but nothing that was really worth talking about. The Speak of the Devil, the Silver Shroud were the fun, long ones, and then Taking Independence, which obviously, and Lost Patrol, but I won't go into those. We'll go into those next week once you finish those.
Perfect. So,
yeah, that was it. Yeah, I as I said, and then there were others that I started and I kept going, and then they just kept going, and I was like, I don't have
kept going on
time.
Yeah,
I don't have time to finish this right now. This week, so yeah. Maybe next week I'll try and go back in. So, like, yep. There's a lot yep, now where I like walk there. Around. I walk around and it's like, oh, radio signal, listen to it, and then it just starts like a new quest,
like massively long quest line that takes you all over the map. Yeah, I hear that, which is great.
What I do, yeah, I just listen to the. Yeah, I just listen to the radio signal, and then it'll like put it on the quest thing, and I'm like, okay, I'll just get to that at some other point. At least I know where to go.
Then
now.
You can get to it when you're like already over there for whatever other reason.
Yeah, exactly.
That's been my approach. Yeah, just unlock them all, put them in your list, and then figure it out later.
Yeah, exactly. But I am enjoying the main story's been great. I am really enjoying my time and figuring out and exploring all of it.
Are you wishing you hadn't slept on the series for so long?
Yeah, I kind of am. I heard randomly that Fallout 3 might be getting a remaster.
Yeah, there's rumors about that.
But if 3 does, I'll be intrigued on that one because I've heard 3 is also really good.
Supposedly it's very good too, yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's waiting for Fallout 5 after Elder Scrolls 6, so not likely for many years.
I don't know. What are we 2025 end of it? It's probably not until 2030. Maybe 2032.
2035, yeah. I don't have any... We both did the demo, and I know it's been improved, but I just don't really have much interest in online games as much.
Mm-mm.
So I don't think I'll be going into 76, even though we have it for free from PlayStation. But hey, at least we still have 3 in Vegas, New Vegas to get to.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. But yeah, that was my stuff this week. So it was fun. So I enjoyed my cycle.
Awesome. We'll just keep on pushing through. And for next time, our goal is to play and complete the main story quest called The Glowing Sea and Hunter Hunted. So once you finish those, and as much side questing as you feel like, save and quit and hang on for next time. Just don't start the following main quest, which is called The Molecular Level.
Yep. Thank you, everybody, for listening this week, and excited to continue going. Have a good one. If you want to follow along and discuss our playthrough of Mave Games on the Gaming Backlog Book Club podcast, please give us a follow on your podcast platform of choice. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, or Pocket Casts, as well as our Discord and Instagram under the same name. Thanks.